Welcome to the Ark Church Podcast. On here, you'll find all of our Sunday and Wednesday messages, as well as classes and special services. If you would like more information about the Ark Church, visit us at thearkchurch.com or download our app available to all app stores. Our heart for you is that you would live for God, grow stronger, and make a difference. Enjoy.
All right. Are you excited? If you aren't, get excited. This is an exciting topic, an exciting class. The Lord has good things for you. He's so faithful to His Word. And as we share the Word in these weeks, just take it all in. Take notes if you can, and go over the notes during the week, and let's get this really deep in our hearts, so it's going to be a fruitful season, I truly believe. My name is Janet. I've been working in healing class for many years, and the Lord's been so good to keep me well and whole, and I've received healing over and over and over, so I know it's there for you too. So God loves you, and we love you, and we just trust this is going to be a fruitful time for all of you. Father, we thank you for this time together and so honored, Father, to share your precious word. Oh, it is just such a wonderful thing to hear your word and to receive your word and take it as our very own and live in it and see it fruitful and working in our lives. And we trust you, Lord, this time, not only tonight, but in this session, these sessions in this season of healing class, that there will be just absolute miraculous answers for these that you love so much. We thank you for it in Jesus' name. Amen. A table prepared, that's what God has for you. And on that table, such wealth from His hand, and provision and preparation for you to grow and to fulfill all that God has for you in this life. And it just riches galore. But a table prepared is that I have chosen to teach from tonight, and I believe this, I've been led by the Lord to do this out of Psalm 23, verse 5. It says, "You have prepared a table before me in the presence of my enemies." That means on this earth, because that's where the enemies are. There are no enemies in heaven. So we know that He's talking about as we walk this earth. There's something that we all understand is that we get a picture in our mind. Is a table that's been prepared. I think that's something that you need to know, that as you go to a table to eat, there's things there that are good for you and nourishing and enjoyable, and that's what He's got for you where healing is concerned. And as you listen to these teachings in these next weeks, I trust that you're going to eat some good food. So I'm just getting it started tonight, and Joy will be back next week, and she will be teaching next week, and Derek steps in too. The three of us will teach, I know that just if you stay in here with us, you're going to grow, and you're going to find out the truth from the Word of God that will enrich you, and that you can walk in a whole and healthy body. So listen with faith. God's table is, of course, is more than a provision of nourishment for food. It's healing is on that table. And I'm so thankful because He's been faithful to me to heal me all these years. And I just love decreeing that to people, like He's a healer. Don't let the devil take you down. Don't let him ruin your life. Take Him as your healer, just as you took Him as your Savior. And receive Him as your healer, and He will be faithful, and He will teach you from the Word of God how to walk in health. Jesus told a woman that was outside the covenant of God, a Canaanite woman, she was an idol worshiper, that healing and deliverance was the children's bread. So that's what belongs to you. It's your bread. It's your nourishment. You can take it like you'd eat a piece of bread off the table. But this is God's table spread for you. As we share, it's the table of the Lord that you can receive from and be nourished, and absolutely your lives changed and made rich and whole, whatever you're dealing with in your physical body. But healing is deliverance, it's rescue, and it's freedom. Freedom. And that's what we want for our bodies. We want freedom to be everything that God has for us to be, to finish our course, you know, to live this life full and healthy and whole, and it's available to you. Jesus told us that the thief, which is the enemy, the devil, comes to steal, kill, and destroy, but he came that we might have life and have it more abundantly. That's out of John 10:10. That abundant life, the definition of that means more than enough. Now, this is out of the Greek, which is the New Testament is translated out of the Greek. It's more than enough healing, extraordinary, more than sufficient, over and above, and overflowing. You want some of that in your life? Whew, I think we'll all sign up for that. We want that overwhelming provision of wholeness in our lives, the abundant life. That includes a lot of things, but healing is such a huge part, because if you're sick and debilitated physically, it just ruins the rest of your life. You don't feel like living sometimes. So he has what you need to be set free. That sickness can be taken away and abundance can be added to your physical body, to your mental capacities, the things that the enemy has maybe tormented you mentally. You need to be set free from that. Well, he's got that for you too. It's something that he wants his children to richly partake of. 2 Peter 1:3, his divine power has given us all things that pertain to life through the knowledge of him. So we have to know what scripture says in order to know what we've got, in order to know our freedom, in order to know what he's got for us to be whole and healthy and walk in health. He's got the answer, always does, an abundant life for us. The knowledge comes through the scriptures, of course. This is where we get everything that feeds us. This is whatever we get the answers. This is where we get the power of God from his word to make us whole if we have sickness in our bodies. So it's all here. And we need to embrace this word, love it, read it, study it, receive it, and walk in wholeness for every part of your life. So that's the abundant life he has for us. But we have to know what he's got, so we've got to get in here. And that's what healing class is all about. We're going to be sharing with you over these weeks the riches of his word so you can be set free, walk in wholeness and health, and stay free. And really pass it on. Share with others. And that's what Derek and Joy and I love doing, sharing what he's done for us from the scripture that we have received from him. So you can be a partaker of that as well. John 19:1. Let me turn there because this... of power is so full of wisdom, is so full of God's will. John 19:1 says, so then Pilate took Jesus and scourged him. That's it. That's one sentence. Pilate took Jesus and scourged him. But so much happened when that scourging took place. And when I was just meditating on this again, as I was preparing my message, I thought, Jesus was scourged, and it just goes on then. And the soldiers twisted a crown of thorns. So it just goes on, and I thought, there's just so much. We need to pause over that scripture that he was scourged. And when he was scourged, that's when our healing was provided for us by his stripes, those wounds, those blows that cut in. We have been healed, the Bible says, by his stripes. That's when our healing took place. You might want to make a notation of that in your Bible. My healing was bought and paid for right here. Just those little words, he was scourged. It is so profound. That's what the Lord spoke to me as I was just meditating on this again. He said, this is profound. So I thought, okay, I have an idea what profound means, but let me look that up because that's what I do. I love to look up words and do word studies. But profound means there's a far greater significance than what is external or obvious. As the people around were seeing that whipping and it was horrible, these thongs had pieces of metal, shards of glass in them, from my understanding. and it ripped the skin off of Jesus. And it was a horrible, horrible, gross sight. But it wasn't just a natural thing that was happening. There was something eternally powerful that was being accomplished for us, for you and me. By his stripes, we are healed. And as those stripes were placed upon his back, we receive from those that punishment freedom and wholeness and health in our bodies. But what was seen was a back that was bleeding profusely. Flesh and muscle were stripped away. And it was just a horrible, horrible sight that you don't even want to imagine, because this is our beautiful, precious Savior that was taking all of these. But it was for a purpose. It was for you, and it was for me. That way we might be made whole physically and be recovered from things that the enemy has put on our bodies. This was for you and me. Everything he did was a substitutionary work. And he went through excruciating things when this happened. The flesh just ripped off of him. 39 stripes just ripped off of him. And torn, he was torn to shreds. A Roman scourge, let me read this to you, is long strips of leather knotted with a number of small pieces of metal. Some had pieces of bones, and some had a hook at the end. We don't even like to imagine what that did to tender flesh on the back. It was so vicious and cruel. Death was often the result. So it was horrible. It was horrible. We need to really take that into consideration, that Jesus did this so we could have healing. We need to know what he went through so we could respect that and have a holy reverence for him paying the price for us to be healed and whole, walking free. We don't like to think about it, but we need to. I have a friend that not long ago, she said, she was just skipping over those portions of scriptures. I just don't like to read them. They're too horrible. And the Lord spoke to him, to her, excuse me. He spoke to her. He said, "That's how much I love you. That's how much I love you. I had those things put on me because I love you so much." So we need to not rush through those portions of scripture where he talks about how he went through the torments as he went to the cross, and then he hung on the cross as well. I mean, these are horrific things that our Savior did for us, but it was for a purpose. The stripes on his back, the scourging, was for our healing. We need to believe that. We need to receive that. We need to be so thankful and honoring to our God that he did that for us. It was for our freedom. The condition of his body, and those that, you know, that were watching him, it was just a horrible sight. But there was so much going on in the heavenlies. There was so much going on in the realm of the spirit that was so amazing and so powerful and so beautiful. The love that was taking place for you and me. Such love that he did this. And Jesus willingly laid his body down for that. He willingly sacrificed his life for us. And just that alone, knowing how much he loves us and wants us free, should make you just go, "I'll take it all, Lord. I will take it all. You teach me how to receive this wonderful healing and freedom and deliverance you have, and I'm going to take it. I'm going to honor you with accepting it and receiving it from your hand." And that's what he has for you. So in these classes and these next weeks, know that he loves you. He did an awful, awful lot for us so that our bodies would be healed. Yes, he went to hell in our place and rose up victorious so we don't have to go to hell. But as we live on this earth, he doesn't want our bodies to experience hell either. You know, the torments of sickness, disease, and mental anguish, and all of these horrific things that the enemy has brought in. He's paid a price for us to be free. And I think at the very beginning of these classes on healing, that's something that you need to settle in your hearts. "I'm going to take it, Lord. I'm going to take all that you've got for me. I'm going to respect what you did for me. I'm going to honor you by receiving what you did for me. And as you come to listen to these teachings in these next weeks, just say, Lord, it's mine. I take that. Those are words spoken to me. These words that I'm sharing and Derek and Joy will share, they're personal for you. Each one of you, take it as a personal word from him. He loves you so. He's gone through so much so that you can be whole and healthy in your bodies, in your mind, and praise God, salvation with him, deliverance when we leave this place, going home to heaven. Isaiah 53, 4 and 5. I'm not sure, do I have that written on your? I don't think I do, but I'll read it. Isaiah 53, 4 and 5. This is Isaiah seeing in the future and seeing what Jesus would do for mankind. If you want to look at it for it in your Bible, I'll pause just a minute because it's good that our eyes rest upon it as well. It says, surely he has borne or lifted off. That's what borne means. It means to lift off our griefs, and that's sicknesses. That's in the original text. It says sickness and carried our sorrows. In the original text, it says pains. Yet we esteemed him stricken, smitten of God, and afflicted. They just thought that God was punishing him because he was trying to be something that they didn't think he was. So they thought God was punishing him. But here's the truth. He was wounded for our transgressions, our sins. He was bruised for our iniquities. The chastisement of our peace, one translation says, needful to obtain peace, was upon him. And by his stripes, the blows that cut in, we are healed. He took care of us, my brothers and sisters. He took care of us, bodies, souls, spirits, minds. He took care of it all as he went to the cross. And it's our position, our place as his children to take it all that he did, to receive it and honor him with our love and our faith, believing him and giving him the praise and the glory all the time. Just a thanks in your mouth constantly. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. You're so good to me. Thank you for what you've done for me. He's a beautiful Savior. He's a beautiful Savior. Jesus was obedient to the Father, and because he was, we are healed by those stripes, those blows that cut in. And as I read, this was a horrible, vicious instrument they used, to just ripping the skin and the flesh and the muscle off of his back. What a Savior. And on the cross, Jesus said these amazing words, it is finished. It is finished. That is so broad. But one thing that was finished was he accomplished healing for us if we want it. If we want it, we can have it. We can have healing for our bodies. We can have soundness for our minds. We can have deliverance for things that the enemy has put on us to torment. We can be free. And the Son make you free, you're free indeed. He wants us free. He wants his kids free. He loves us so. The provision for healing was finished. That's one thing. Like I said, there was so much that went on, but healing was finished. It was finished. It was accomplished for us. It was lovingly placed on that table because he's prepared a table. Psalm 23:5 says, you prepared a table before me in the presence of my enemies. And we're living among the enemies down here, you know. No enemies up there. We've got enemies down here. But thank God we have been given everything to stand against the things of the enemy that would cause us problems in life, cause us torments, cause us sickness and disease. We have authority. So let's really, if you haven't gotten into the Word and really studied the things that Jesus did for us, this is a good day to start. Just, what did you do for me, Lord? I want to see it all and I want to have it all. I want to receive it all because you paid a price that I might have it. But healing was lovingly placed on the table, and everything, every disease, every thing that is named, that would come and torment our bodies and come against our physical bodies and our minds as well. Jesus paid that price, and we can receive that. And what you need to do is keep coming to healing class and get these scriptures in you and get faith in your heart so you can reach out and take everything God has for you through the Lord Jesus Christ. What a Savior. There's a song that was sung years ago, a hymn, "Oh, what a Savior." Oh, hallelujah. And He is. What a Savior. Wow. He's awesome. When we take it off the table, we take it off with our faith. There's a table. I don't know if you had I'm older, as you can tell. So I had a grandma and grandpa. We went over to their house at special times like Thanksgiving and Christmas. And the table that was laden with stuff. Wow. Everything that you could imagine was on that table. And it was for us to come and take. And that's what the table of God is. The things that He's provided in Scripture, the healing, the deliverance, the peace, the joy, the restoration of relationships, anything that the enemy brings against our lives, it's on a table to come and take. And it's shown to us in the beautiful Word of God. We have answers in here for everything of life. He took good care of us. He took good care of us when He gave us this. And it's up to us just to receive and walk in it and praise Him and give Him glory for every good thing. Keep a praise in your mouth. Thank Him often. I don't care if it's a tiny little, small little thing in your life. Thank Him. Be thankful. Have a thankful heart. It will affect you physically. Give thanksgiving to God because every good thing comes from Him. Romans 12:3 says He's given to all of us a measure of faith, and it's a measure of His faith. Oh, dear goodness, a little ounce, a little tiny little drop of His faith is enough to, you know, because His faith is so awesome. He spoke and things happened. That was His faith speaking. He spoke. And He's given us the ability. He's made us speaking spirits. We can speak and we can receive things that are good. We can receive things that are bad. If you're always walking around talking about how bad things are, or how sick you are, or how impossible, you know, blah, 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 you know, all the horrible stuff. That's what's going to come to you because we have power in our words. But if we speak what God's word says, whether it's operating in our lives at this point or not, that's just keep saying it because it's the truth. We can say, because I've had things come against my body and would receive my healing and would not have an immediate relief from whatever it was. But I kept saying, I kept speaking what the word said. By the stripes of Jesus, I have been healed. I have received my healing. So I thank You, Lord. Healing's working in me. And maybe nothing has changed at all in my body at that point. But You keep speaking that. What You're doing is speaking truth. You're speaking life. His words are spirit and life. They're making a difference. Whether you feel like it or not, whether you know it or not, God's word will make a difference. You speak it and speak it and speak it. It's powerful. It's full of power. It's the power of this word the Bible talks about. And we need to have that image in us that when we speak God's word, power is being released. You know, just don't kind of mamby-pamby say it, but say it with something meaning in your heart. Like, I believe this. I believe this. That's when it's going to work and make a difference. We take the healing that we need off the table with our faith. Faith is a wonderful, wonderful thing God has given us. He's given to each one of us a measure of faith. Whose faith do you think that is? It comes from God, so it's God's faith, isn't it? It's a measure of His faith. It's enough. The Bible says if you have faith like a mustard seed, you can say to a mountain, "Get out of my way," and it'll move. Talk about faith. Wow. God's faith. He's allowed us to have some of His faith. So don't take that lightly. I've got a measure of God's faith. Now, we can let it sit and do nothing and not let it be effective in our lives. But if we believe that, I have some of God's faith in me. I'm going to make sure that I get into His Word and increase that faith, because faith comes from this Word. And as I get into here and I study it and I apply myself, these scriptures I'm giving you have on the paper, take them home and go over them and study them. Be a serious student of the Word of God. You will not be sorry that you did. It's going to enrich your life, but you have to put forth some efforts, of course, and we have to be consistent in what we do. We can't just be kind of haphazard with stuff. He deserves more, don't you think? Yeah, I think so. He deserves our all. He deserves our commitment to His Word and our love of His Word and our appreciation of His Word. And just keep feeding on it and putting it in you and putting it in you. And it's going to make such a huge difference. He gave us enough to be born again. And He said a small amount is enough to move a mountain. So, hey, if you sit and if you read creation and the story in Genesis about creation, and just sit and think about what happened when He spoke and all the things that happened. And we have a little measure of that in us. So if we believe that, if we nurture it, if we feed on the Word of God and cause that to increase in our lives to where it really, we're really convinced. I mean, we're not, hey, I've got some of God's faith in me. Miraculous things can happen. Absolutely. And that's what He has for all of us. He's a faith God, and faith is required to receive from Him. But like I said, He's already given you some, a measure. It's enough to get born again, and it's enough to get you moving in the direction of just good things in your life. I mean, He's so merciful. With a baby Christian, it's just like, dear Lord, they are just so, there's such mercy on them. But He expects us all to grow. He expects us all to get into the Word and learn what belongs to us and use it. Act on it. That's what we're supposed to do with His Word. Believe Him. Faith is required with Him because He's a faith God. The scriptures I have on your paper there, there are words of Jesus to those who use this faith, their faith, and receive healing or receive anything from the Lord. But this is healing class, so we're going to be majoring on healing in here. But Matthew 9:29 says, Jesus said, these are words of Jesus, your faith has made you whole. Matthew 15:28, great is your faith. Let it be to you as you desire. Mark 10:52, go your way. Your faith has made you well. Luke 17:19, arise, go your way. Your faith has made you well. It's your faith is going to make you well. You can have agreement. You can have hands laid on you, and we'll be doing that at the end of this session. After, I think, is it the ninth week, Derek? We will lay hands if you want. But you can receive your healing before then. You really can. It's available for you. And that's, I pray that you, I mean, we're here for you. We certainly are. And we are honored to pray and anoint you with oil and put our faith there with yours. But, you know, we all have to grow to a place where we can receive it with our faith. That's going to really be where we need to go head toward. That needs to be a goal of ours. I'm going to get to a place where I can use my faith, and I don't have to have anybody else to agree with me or anoint me with oil, so to speak, even though those things are available. But God expects us to grow up. You know, He really does. If you have children, did you want them to always act like babies? I mean, didn't you get on to them when they kept acting like a baby when they were, you know, 5 years old? Like, you know, you're not a baby anymore. God's a father. He's put it all right here. It's up to us to get in there and like I said, and apply ourselves to the Word of God, and we will grow. The power that's in this Word is just phenomenal. It will change a life. It will change a body. It will change the mental anguish that the people are going through. We get a lot of prayer requests with mental, people having mental problems because of, you know, what's out there in the world. It's tough stuff. But those things are defeated. The victory that overcomes the world is our faith. Jesus has defeated the devil. We don't have to have his garbage in our lives. So we need to rise up in faith and let him know, put him in his place, walk the, you know, fight the fight of faith, and come through everything that the enemy brings into our path. It can happen. Hebrews 11:6, this is the God's Word translation. It says, no one can please God without faith. Whoever goes to God must believe that God exists and that he rewards those who seek him. This is really interesting because I thought, you know, I've known this scripture for years and years and years. And I thought, I'm just going to sit on this a while. I'm going to park here and really kind of dig in. You know, like, okay, what is there that I'm not seeing? He rewards those, the word seek means to ask for. Let me read that again. He rewards those who seek him, who ask for. Ask for what? What he's provided for in the Word of God. It's all here. There's provision and promises. Every promise in the book belongs to us. Every provision belongs to his kids. So we can have it all. But he said, he will reward you if you are asking for those things, and you have to ask it in faith. When you ask in faith, you believe. It's Hebrews 11:6. You have to ask in faith, believing. Then you'll receive. That's why we're going to be teaching a lot about receiving in here, believing, because it's going to take faith. Without faith, it's impossible to please him. Impossible. Impossible. But he rewards those who ask in faith. He rewards them with the answer they are needing. He's not trying to withhold, but he is a faith God, and he operates in faith. We have to use our faith, but he's given us a measure of his faith. Think about that. A measure of God's faith, creative faith. It's in us. It's in your spirit right now. Maybe you've never used it, but it's time to start feeding it on the word that I'm sharing tonight, and then we will hear more through the weeks that are to come. And I think there's a little card back there, Derek, that has scriptures on it as well. So if anybody wants to take one of those, it has a lot of healing scriptures and faith, you know, that will build your faith. So let's get serious. Let's be serious students of the Word of God and get in here and give the devil a black eye. Say, no, you're not winning in my body. I'm coming through this. Jesus already paid the price for me to be free from this debilitating thing, this torment, this sickness, disease, whatever it is. Jesus, by those stripes placed upon his back with that Roman scourge, which is horrific, horrific how the skin was ripped off of them. But he did that for you and me, that we can be free in our physical bodies. By his stripes, the wounds, the blows that cut in, we have been healed, 1 Peter 2:24 says. So let's take it all. Let's honor him with receiving everything he has for us, receiving with love and thanksgiving for how he has taken care of us all of our days. In 2 Peter 1:3, we went over it earlier. It says, we have all things that pertain to life. Everything in life he's given us, it's in the Word. It's up to us to find it. But he didn't make it hidden. He made it available. But we have to seek. Seek and you'll find. So we've got a job to do. You know, if you've been in a school, I'm sure you've all gone through some kind of education. The teacher didn't do everything for you. They put things out there for you, and it's up to you to study, to take it, to learn, to grow, to pass the test. So there are a lot of tests in life, you know, and we can pass every one. We can with our faith. Remember, it's a portion of God's faith. And God's faith is a creative faith. It's an amazing, dynamic, wow faith. And he's put some of that in us. And the Bible talks about little faith. It talks about great faith. It talks about no faith. I mean, some you can let what you got lie dormant, but goodness, why do that? You know, let's use it. Let's use it. Let's get strong. And absolutely let the devil know that we win. We'll win every time as we apply the word, as we do our part. God will always do his part. Four key scriptures I've already read, Isaiah 53. And then, I don't know how much time we got. What time do we need to end, Derek? Okay. Matthew 8, 16 and 17. I'm just going to, did I put those on your notes? I'm not sure. Are they on your notes? Okay. Matthew 8, 16 and 17. I'm giving you an assignment. I won't be teaching for another 3 weeks, but this is your assignment. And I'll get up here when I teach again, because Joy will teach next week, and then Derek will teach, and I'm going to say, have you done your assignment? So I taught school at one time, so I know how to check up on these things. I'm just teasing. It's, you know, I'm not forcing anybody. It's your, God doesn't force anybody. But you're smart. If you're smart, you'll study these scriptures and get these four key ones. There are many more. Get them in your heart. You do that by thinking about them, studying them, reading them, going over and over, speaking them out. That's called meditation. It's pondering, contemplating, muttering them, speaking them, their life. His word is spirit. Goes into the heart. It affects your spirit first, and then what's in your spirit will affect your body. And that's where healing comes. It comes from your spirit, from your heart first, and then it'll change things in your physical body. Faith is of the heart. It has to be here. It can't just be up here in your mind. 1 Peter 2:24, and then Psalm 103, 2 through 2 and 3. And there are many other scriptures, but these are so important. I ask you, this is your assignment. Get these in your heart. Really meditate on them in the weeks to come. And meditating is not hard. It's just thinking about it and reading it and kind of going over it in your thoughts, but also speaking it out, letting yourself hear it. And actually, when you do hear, you keep saying it and you keep saying it, it's going to affect your faith as well. Faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. Proverbs 4:20. Through 22 says, my son, give attention to my words. Incline your ear to my sayings. Do not let them depart from your eyes. Keep them in the midst of your heart, in your spirit. For they are life to those that find them, and health are medicine to all your flesh. You want a good dose of medicine? Get this word and just get it just really in your spirit, in your mind, in your thinking, speaking it out. And like I said, those that are mentioned in Matthew, 1 Peter 2, and then Psalm 103 are outstanding, just to really start meditating on those. Psalm 1 and 2 says, blessed is the man who walks not in the counsel of the ungodly, nor stands in the way of sinners, nor sits in the seat of the scornful, but his delight is in the law of the Lord. That's the word. When it says the law of the Lord, we're talking about the word of God. This Bible. And in his law, in his word, he meditates day and night. And then verse 3 goes on to says, he will be like a fruitful tree. So meditating the word. Well, the way we meditate the word, we read it, we look at it, we think about it. Just think about it, it's what it's saying. Like I said, when I stopped and meditated on that word scourge. Okay, well, scourge. Okay, I want that really in my clear in my thinking about what all this involves. What all so that sort of thing is meditating. It's thinking about it and then speaking it out, speaking these words out. Those are called. That's a activity where meditating is concerned. It's just really. Like I said, it says very clearly, we mutter it, we contemplate it, we ponder it. We go over and over and over it. You can't do this, read something two or three times and think, okay, I'm meditating. No, no, no. You've got to be serious about this. The devil's trying to take your life and take you down for all of us. That's what his assignment is, just to wipe us out. But God has another plan for all of us. And that's why we have healing class. He wants you whole and healthy. He wants you to live out all of your days. Old, 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 old. I'm almost there. I'm on the old, old part. I think I can have a few more years left, but I'm going to stay here as long as I need to, because the devil's not taking me out. I know that. I say that by faith, not by pride. I say that based on Scripture. He's given me a long life. I've received that. But I have to keep in this. I have to keep full of the Word of God. I have to keep these Scriptures I'm sharing with you and these truths in me every day. Every day. This is what we have to do, because there is an enemy that wants to take you down. Romans 10:17. Let me see. I think I missed something. Okay. Romans 10:9-10 says, when we speak, let me look it up, because I don't want to disrespect it in any way. I don't want to miss any thought. Romans 10:17. I'm sorry. 10:9-10, excuse me. What does it say? The word is near you, mouth, and in your heart, that is the word of faith which we preach, that if you confess or you say it with your mouth, the Lord Jesus, or Jesus is Lord, and believe in your heart that God has raised him from the dead, you shall be saved. With a heart one believes righteousness. With the mouth, confession is made unto salvation. So what we do with our mouth, we are confessing what he's done for us. We confess what the word says about our healing. We confess what the word says about our, anything he says about faith. If you read things about faith, you will have an understanding about what faith is. Faith is not sight. It's not what we see. Faith is belief, believing what God's word says and acting on that. Not by what we're seeing with our physical eyes or feeling in our physical bodies. That has nothing to do with faith. Faith is of the heart. So we believe, therefore we speak, 2 Corinthians 4:13 says, we believe it and we speak it. We have to say it. We have to say what the word says and agree with it. So that's your assignment. Let's be speaking this word. Consistently speaking it gets it into your heart. So continue to speak the Word of God. Continue as you read it, these faith scriptures, things I'm sharing, you read it out loud and speak it over your life and be consistent in that, not just once, but faith will come. Faith will come. Romans 10:17 says, faith comes by hearing and hearing by the Word of God. Faith comes, but you have to hear it and you have to hear it again. And you have to hear it again. These next weeks that we're going to have healing class, you'll hear it again. You'll hear the word on healing again, and faith. You're going to hear it again. I mean, because that's what it takes. We have to continue to feed ourselves on the truth of the Word of God for it to really explode in us, so to speak, and make a difference in our lives. And you will know it when it drops in your heart. You'll go, wow, okay, this is different. When you speak something, then I believe that. I truly believe that, because that's when you've allowed it to drop into your spirit, and that's where it has to be, in your heart. The spirit of man is the heart. When it comes, we act on it. For all of our healings, we will do this all the rest of our days, because this is the beginning of your healing journey. Let's just write that down in your Bible or something. This date is beginning of my healing journey. You know, my healing journey began many years ago, and he's been faithful. He's been faithful. He's been faithful to heal me over and over and over and over again. Praise God. I am about to be 80 years old. So he's been faithful to me all these years. And I'm thankful for his faithfulness to me. I'm thankful for the power in this word. It's life. And as you take it and you believe it and you just, it's mine. I'm going to live this way. He's right there with you, and I'm telling you, he's been with me. He's helped me and helped me and helped me all these years. And I've come through many things physically, and he gets all the glory. It's not me. It's he gets the glory. He gets the praise, because his word is true, people. It's full of power. You just believe it, act on it, love him, and you will see a miraculous thing happen in your life. You'll be changed, you know, you really will, on the inside, and then things on your body will be changed as well. Just a couple more things here, Derek, if that's okay. Mark 9:23 says, if you can believe, all things are possible to him who believes. If you can believe. That's what this class is going to be doing for you. You're going to be getting faith every week. You're going to be getting things that will put faith in you. And you just hold on to them and say, that's mine. I may not be there yet, but I'm going to get there. I'm going to get there because these things are mine. These promises, these provisions, the great price that Jesus paid for my freedom, my deliverance, my healing. I'm going to honor him. I'm going to get this, and I'm going to walk in it. And that gives him glory. And you don't say that pridefully. You say that with humility, knowing, you know, he's been gracious. He's been merciful to us, and he just loves us so much. As we do our part, the believing and the receiving, he will do his part, the performing. I like Jeremiah 1:12. I'll end with this. This is the Amplified Classic. And he says, I am alert and active, watching over my word to perform it. And he does, and he will, and he loves you all, and we do too. God bless you.
Thank you for joining us. We hope this message has blessed you. Don't forget to check us out on all the social platforms. We're uploading encouraging content on a regular basis. For more information, go to thearcchurch.com. Have a great week.